Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Okay, so this is going to be a difficult podcast for me. I'll just jump right into it. I recently found out that one of the guys that I'm seeing is married and has not been telling me that this whole time. This is a particular bugaboo for me because I do not want to see married guys. It's the one thing. I'm so open-minded, but the one thing I avoid is married, attached, separated, however you want to put it. You are single or you are not. And I can't believe, especially because with this person, in the very beginning, when he first contacted me, I get a message, right? I'll immediately go to the profile and it said attached. I was like, sorry, not interested. You're attached, just my preference, don't want to date married, attached, separated, whatever you want to call it, guys. Boom. That was my response. I was like, it was basically, go away. Not, you know, go away. Have no interest. And then, you know, he said, oh, which of course I look back on this now and I'm like, oh my God, how stupid can you fucking be? He writes back that, you know, he hasn't changed it. It needs to be updated, whatever. And he changed it. And I was like, oh, okay, well, he changed it. I mean, you know, now it's a single. So, and I even still kind of said jokingly, I was like, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be offensive, but, you know, usually guys that say, you know, attached or whatever, you know, are really just married and they're just trying not to say that and they're cheating, you know? And I said, I just don't really, it's not my thing, you know? And again, it was just, you know, oh no, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So, I blew it, I guess. I mean, you know, what is it that I'm supposed to do here when somebody is just going, when they're determined to lie to you? And it feels like shit. You know, when I realized it, and I realized it because he sent a picture with his wedding ring on. And I'm like, I mean, of course I'm going to notice that. It's just, I wish that, you know, I wish the people would be more considerate, really. It's just kind of basic common courtesy. And what, you know, I'm left with like, well, why were you lying to me? Why were you so determined to lie to me? When very upfront, you know, I said, this is not what I'm interested in. You were aware of that. You discarded that. And you moved ahead anyway, under, you know, false pretenses. And the gain for you, I mean, let's just look at the gain for you. The gain for you is what? You want a warm place to stick it? Like, you just, I mean, that literally is it. Because at that point, you don't know me at all. And all you want to do is get in my pants. But you can't be truthful to get in my pants. And quite frankly, there's plenty of women who don't give a shit. I think they have low self-esteem. That's why they don't give a shit. But they don't give a shit. Go pick on them. Go, you know, pick them off. I don't deserve to be lied to. I don't have a problem sitting here saying that. I am upfront with people. I tell them what I'm doing, what I'm up to. I've discussed it before on this podcast, my, struggle with, do you tell people that you're podcasting and you're writing, blogging about that, about your sex life? What, you know, how do you handle it? And I've always, it's a mixed bag. I mean, people say, you don't have to tell them that you're doing this. You know, you don't have to, this is really kind of the private side of, you know, it's your thoughts, your feelings. You don't have to share that if you don't want to. You don't have to tell them that you're doing this. But I feel kind of like I do. I always feel obligated to be, let people know, hey, by the way, here's what I'm up to. So when somebody doesn't give me that same consideration and they just lead with a flat out lie, I mean, the whole entire time and every time I've been with this person, all the time spent, it's all bullshit. That's what I'm left with, is that that's all been bullshit. And I'm not going to try to downplay this, but just because we're not exclusive and, you know, but when you spend enough time with somebody, for me anyway, I won't speak for anybody else. I've said it before. I care about the guys that I spend time with. I'm not just, you know, looking for a warm place to stick it, basically, you know, a cock to go in my vagina. I got dildos. You know, I enjoy and genuinely like the guys that I choose to spend time with on an ongoing basis. When I click with somebody, I care about them. Now, there's varying degrees of that, of course, but, you know, don't say that I don't deserve the basic common decency of being honest with me. I absolutely deserve that. And this person, you know, knowing that I don't want to be with somebody that's married, took away my ability to decide. I mean, they just made that decision for me. It's like, nope. I don't know why. I won't sit here and try to even pretend to know what the fuck they're thinking, why they did that, why they're doing what they're doing, because I'm certainly not the only one that this person sees. And it's just like, wow, you know, I don't understand it. I don't understand why married people cheat. Again, I've never been married, but there's a reason. I've said this before. I take it very seriously. You better be up for the fucking commitment. Hold yourself to a fucking higher standard. If you can't and you don't want to, you have no business being married. And I know everybody's got their different circumstances and they're going to try to make it complicated. But it's not that complicated. You have to keep it in your pants. That's the complicated part. I mean, really, right? Don't stick it where you're not supposed to. That's the bottom line. But, you know, it's so weird because the timing of this just, I got to tell you, like really fucking sucks, because I started my year with something similar. somebody that was, you know, but he can't, he told me, you know, he admitted it. This is the first, this was the first guy. So this, these are the book. So I started my year with this and I'm ending my year with this. It's like the two bookends to my sexual road trip, fucker one and fucker two. I, come on, God. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, and I'm not going to say, I know I'm going to get some, listen, I know I'm going to get emails and people are going to ask me, you know, and I'll get messages. I'm not going to say who, you know, who these guys are. It's not important. They know who they are. And, you know, it's okay. So I started, let me go back. So I started my year with this and it really, it was like, it made it, I mean, it just made it clear to me, like, this is just, no, you know, I do not want this. And, you know, I've been bumping along and I'm thinking, this is great. You know, I'm doing all this stuff, having all this fun, meeting interesting people, fun people. And then, you know, whammo, this happens. And this is somebody that, you know, I've been seeing for a while. And it's just, it's shocking. And so I'm ending my year on this note and I'm like, it's a sour one. And I'm thinking, fuck, do I want to do this anymore? I mean, it's really turning me off. But you know what I remember? So after the first one, I just, you know, I became more determined, you know, that like, hey, this is not going to bring me down. It's not going to stop me. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to have some fun. I keep having fun, actually. And, you know, and so I blew it off, you know, I was like, oh, that's a drag, but you know, moving on. And I got this second go, this second one here, fucker two. I know I'm not, I love the word. First of all, I love the word fucker. I think it's hilarious when you call somebody a fucker, you know, like, hey, fucker. It cracks me up every time I say it. So I'm really not trying to be totally disparaging. I just think it's a funny word. And, you know, it is a little appropriate. And I feel a little good about it. It feels good to say it because, of course, you know, I'm a little shell-shocked here. I just... This is, what's today? Tuesday. And I just caught wind of this on Sunday, right before I'm fucking going to church. I get that stupid text and I'm like, oh my goodness. What the fuck? And the response was just so bad. So bad. It was a leather lie on top of a lie. You know, and I'm like, I'm sorry. You told me you were divorced. Divorced. You don't put your wedding ring back on when you're divorced. Okay? Like, don't even. And please don't insult my intelligence. Please. Like, don't, let's not add insult to injury here. Like, what? Obviously, since you pulled one over on me for quite a while, you must believe, unfortunately for me, that I have some level of stupidity. Well, I do not. And, you know, and I don't appreciate the additional lies. I would much rather have the truth. That I can respect, cannot respect lying. And I don't deserve it. I haven't done anything. I've been open with you. You know, I, in no way, shape, or form, deserve to be lied to. And sharing my body and being intimate with someone who's under false pretenses. I mean, again, this is not, you know, it's a shitty, shitty thing to do to someone. That's, you know, the biggest thing I'd like him to know. I'd also love to know why. I mean, again, I'm never going to get, you know, I don't, he's not going to tell me why, you know, I'm sure he just wants to slink away and let that be that. And, you know, and thank you so much that, thank you so much for that treatment. That's wonderful. But again, you know, I'm ending my year with this and I'm just like, oh, what do I do now? As far as, do I continue with this? I mean, this really, really shook me, you know, like, wow. But I was, you know, I was talking to my friend, my guy friend that I mentioned about this, and, you know, and he definitely, perked me up. But obviously, I mean, I can't let us, you know, I can't, you know, I can't let, one bad apple spoil the bunch, I guess, if you want to put it that way. And, you know, I have to be more careful, I suppose. And, you know, I have had, I'll tell you what, I struggle with being too trusting, because when somebody just tells me something, I give them the benefit of the doubt. I mean, I really do. Until, you know, unless and until it's proven otherwise, I believe, I take what people are saying at face value. And there's been times in my life where that just, that, you know, when somebody comes along and they want to, if they want to be opportunistic and they need somebody who's trusting, I'm a good mark, because I choose to be trusting of people. You know, unless and until they prove otherwise, I really just will give somebody that straight out of the gate. And, you know, when stuff like this happens, and it not even, I mean, sometimes it's in business, it's just, you know, it's just stuff in life. It doesn't have to be like where somebody, you know, this exact scenario. But I've thought to myself, you know, because it stings, obviously, when you find out someone's been deceiving you, it definitely, it hurts your feelings, it stings, it, you know, doesn't, you know, it feels really bad, it feels terrible, it feels awful. And I've thought to myself, what's the alternative? You know, I mean, I know people that are always cynical. They're always, you know, disbelieving somebody's intentions, disbelieving where they're coming from, you know, glasses half empty all the time, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't want to live like that. I really, really don't. So the truth of the matter is that, you know, what am I going to change about myself? Probably not a whole lot. There's definitely certain things I can be more on the lookout for, and circumstances I can avoid that I think will help avoid me being, you know, someone coming along like that again, you know? That's about it. You know, you just, you have to take your licks and learn and move on. And that doesn't unfortunately, you know, even when you get older, that doesn't stop. But I, you know, I'll do my best to avoid this. I even, you know what I did, which is just, to me, it's so ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. But I did it. I put on my profile, my online profile. I said, I'm not interested in, or I have no interest in married guys whatsoever. And I put it like in all caps, bold, on my profile. And to me, it's like, it's goofy. I mean, that's what it's come to, that I can't, you know, I have to label myself because, you know, you cannot count on people to have common decency, apparently. And, you know, I hate to put anything negative on my profile. I just, you know, I don't, I've seen those profiles that women have. They're like, I don't like this and don't do that. I mean, it's just it's almost a bitch fest on their profile. Well, I thought, okay, shit. I mean, I guess this is what it's come to. Not that it should be obvious, number one. It should be obvious. And again, if people are being honest on their profiles and not dishonest, that allows people like me to say, you know, no, very kindly, no, thank you. I don't mind when married guys reach out to me and their profile says married, and I just politely say, hey, you know, thanks for reaching out. I see that you're married, and it's just my preference not to play with married guys. And, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of women that don't mind, and good luck to you. That's it, right? I don't have an axe to grind with anybody. But if you lie to me, that's bad. Of course that's bad. But especially when, in the very beginning, when I said, not interested in this type of dynamic. Boom, goodbye. You know, and then, oh no, that's not, wait a minute, hold on. No, that's not what it is. Like I said, I'd really love to know why. Of course, it's natural, you know. I'd like to know, you know what? I'd like to know why, so that I don't have to sit here and just think so poorly of this person. Because if I had some kind of an explanation, you know, then I can just say, okay, well, I understand, you know. I don't have to agree with it. But, you know, understanding is a good thing. Being able to just understand why people do what they do. But, you know, as it stands now, you know, I'm probably just going to have to have what I have right now, which is, you know, creepy, bad feelings. It's like cooties. I just want to wash it off me. Yuck. Yuck, yuck, yuck. And, you know, like I said, it just makes, the bummer is it took, this is what changed overnight. In a sec, not overnight, but, you know, literally in 1 second. It took somebody that I thought, boy, I really have a lot of respect for this person. Boy, what a great guy, you know, just interesting, fun to be with. I'm, you know, sexually attracted, just having a fun time. What I set out to do. And I'm like, hey, you know, you can just And there's been longevity. You know, there's, it's like, okay. And I could say to my friend Joel, oops, my guy friend Joel, hey, you're wrong. These aren't transitory relationships. They can be, you can have casual long-term relationships with someone. I guess not. Wrong. And you know, you sit and you think about every fucking conversation you had, every text that person sent you, and you're like, oh my God. I mean, the whole thing, it's all lies. There's nothing, you know, like I said, I'm just, to him, I'm a wormhole to stick it in. And that's just not the way I want to be valued. I mean, you know, I don't choose to have one night stands. I don't choose to have, you know, totally unattached. I mean, attached is maybe the wrong word, but, you know, impersonal. Impersonal is the better word. I just don't have to choose to have these completely impersonal encounters. You know, I'd like to get to know people. I like to spend time with them, do stuff. And it's like very, very casually dating, you know, but they're seeing other people, you're seeing other people. That's okay. You know, and you're not, everybody knows, everybody comes into it fully aware. Except for me on the other side, completely unaware. So, you know, that makes me feel, I mean, stupid among a long list of things, but, and again, it's really, really so inconsiderate to do to someone. They're at any time, he could have said, you know, with all the time we spent together, all the time, at any time he could have said, you know what, something I got to tell you. You know, I mean, I'm actually married. Not single, married. And allow me to make an informed decision, an informed choice. You took that away from me. You know, to say I don't appreciate that is just an understated kind way of putting it. Although, I'm not, it's funny because it takes a lot for me to be really, really, really pissed. Like, I still, you know, I still don't like to be unkind to people, even though they don't, they may not deserve it at all. But, you know, I'm not pissed. I'm just hurt. It's just very hurtful. That's it. And you know, it's not like I hope he gets run over by a truck or anything like that. No, you know, it's like, for me, the only thing, it's like, I just wish I could understand it. And, you know, maybe that's just not possible. Maybe there's no way I could really understand it, but you know, some explanation would be nice. Although, again, you know, I'm not going to be getting that, I'm sure. So, oh, there you go. This was a toughie. I hate having to put stuff like this out there, but, you know, again, I said I'd be honest about things. I mean, I seriously thought about not putting this out there. And again, this is not to throw anybody under the bus or make, you know, this is about me. This right here is just a purely, you know, self-full thing that I just felt like I needed to do, was to talk about it. And, you know, maybe it's going to help. Maybe it does help a little bit. It definitely does, just to kind of get it off my chest and say my piece about it. So now I have to figure out again, you know, I have to jump back in, keep on going, keep on trucking, and not, you know, not let this get me down. But it's definitely, you know, makes me like feel bad. I mean, I woke up this morning at 3:30 in the morning. Sometimes I have, well, I'll wake up in the middle of the night, you know, if there's something bugging me, and I wake up and, you know, what am I think about this. I'm, you know, it just, boom, it pops into my head and I'm like, ugh, that, oh, that old thing. I got to think about that right now at 3:30 in the fucking morning when I just want to sleep. Yeah. That kept me up for a couple hours. So anyway, you know, I'll get over it. I'll move on. I will definitely, you know, it's not, I'm determined to not let that stop me or sour my opinion, you know, or change what I'm doing. I just have to be more careful, and I will, you know. So thanks for the lesson to the person that did this. Thanks a lot. All right. As usual, questions, comments, please send those to curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.